On New York University Week, artificial intelligence unfortunately isn't without bias. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Madalena Vlascianu, assistant professor of psychology, looks into why.
Artificial intelligence, or AI algorithms, have been introduced in almost all aspects of modern society, from the medical and justice systems to education and even national security. We now rely on AI to make vast amounts of decisions that influence our lives. This streamlining process has initially been celebrated as a step toward faster and more intelligent decision-making. Recently, however, scholars have begun to reveal systemic social biases in the decisions made by AI. For example, AI used by hospitals has been found to unfairly recommend healthcare allocation, discriminating against racial minorities. Here we asked, what causes such biases in AI, and what are the effects of such biased AI on people? We examined the Google images displayed when searching for the gender-neutral keyword person, and what we found was staggering. In countries where women are treated more unfairly than men, for example, where women are paid less than men for the same labor, the results of Googling person included more images of men than women. This relationship was linear. That is, the more inequality women experience in a given country, the fewer images of women appeared on Google, despite men and women comprising equal halves of the population. This result suggests that societal biases are embedded deep in the AI algorithms we use in everyday life. But we didn't stop there. We then asked, what is the impact of biased AI on society? We examined the hiring choices of people exposed to imbalanced Google image search results and found that people make biased hiring choices that align with AI's biases. Together, our findings suggest that gender inequalities in society lead to biased AI, and that biased AI leads to reinforced gender inequalities in society in a self-perpetuating cycle of bias propagation.
That was Madalena Vlascianu of New York University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.